It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Syria, and we'll be hearing his reporting this week. Let's turn now, though, to President Obama. He often tells audiences that he has waged his last campaign, but that's not exactly true. The White House is gearing up for a massive campaign this summer that will cover all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. And the president's legacy may hinge on whether it succeeds or fails. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
When President Obama delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College this month, he had a lot of advice for the graduates. Work hard, help others, and also sign up for health insurance this fall.
We've got to make sure everybody has good health in this country. It's not just good for you, it's good for this country. So you're going to have to spread the word to your fellow young people.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has been through more life and death cliffhangers than a season finale of Homeland. Squeaker votes in Congress, a 5-4 ruling at the Supreme Court. Now, here's another big hurdle, getting uninsured people to buy health care when signups begin October 1st.
This is one of the most important things that we will do.
David Simas is deputy senior advisor to the president. He works in a quintessential West Wing office, a windowless basement room, overseeing one of the top projects on the Obama agenda, implementing universal health coverage. In the first year, the administration hopes to sign up 7 million people across the country. Simas says that'll require TV ads, door knocks, and lots of word of mouth.
It is an on-the-ground effort. It is a social media effort. It is a paid media effort. It is an earned media effort, but all leading to the same thing, which is that man or woman sitting in their living room online, comparing different prices for different products and deciding what works best for them.
The administration is developing an Expedia-style website, hoping to make the experience as customer-friendly as possible. But just getting people to that website is a huge task. Last month, a Kaiser Family Foundation poll showed that 4 in 10 Americans don't even know the healthcare law is still on the books. Nancy Antiparl says that's not a cause for concern. She's worked on this issue for years, until recently as President Obama's deputy chief of staff.
The truth is that people weren't paying attention until now. You know, there's so much else going on that even if we had wanted to start a campaign 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been very effective because people weren't listening.
But with the sign-up date approaching fast, the administration's efforts have already stumbled. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has repeatedly asked Congress for money to implement Obamacare. Republicans have repeatedly said no while they vote to repeal the law. Without the money she wanted from Congress, Sebelius tried to fundraise for an independent group called Enroll America, whose focus is implementing Obamacare. When Republicans heard that she was asking insurance companies and healthcare providers to donate millions of dollars, they cried foul. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander spoke on Fox News.
Congress has said, we refuse to give you more money to implement Obamacare. And she's saying, well, then if you won't do it, I'll go outside and I will raise private money, use a private organization, and do it anyway.
Now two Republican-controlled House committees are investigating the solicitations. And Dan Mendelson of the healthcare consulting group Avalere says that makes donors skittish.
Much as a healthcare company might really want to improve enrollment, they also need to make sure that they do not run afoul of politicians on either side of the aisle.
And if healthcare companies hold back, Mendelson says, it's going to be much harder to reach all of those people in all of those communities.
The fact of the matter is that if you starve a media campaign for funding, you're not going to have the reach that you otherwise would. And that's the situation that we find ourselves in.
There's another key part of this campaign. Sicker and older people without insurance may be eager to sign up October 1st. But to make the system work financially, young and healthy people who don't need much medical care have to get into the pool too. So you can expect administration officials around the country to give lots more commencement speeches this season, telling captive audiences of 20-somethings, congratulations on your diploma. Now make sure to sign up for health coverage in the fall. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.